When it rains, it pours. That may have been in the minds of the board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park as two major players in the seafood industry laid out plans to develop substantial portions of the remaining waterfront in the park. Silver Bay Seafoods has been at the park for 7 years and now owns its plant and several other properties, including a bunkhouse. Silver Bay's growth has been nothing short of extraordinary. It now operates 7 plants in the state, as well as plants in Puget Sound and San Francisco, and has one on the drawing board for Ventura, California. But a great deal of Silver Bay's success can be attributed to a contractor called Alaska and Pacific Packing. APP designed and built Silver Bay's innovative processing lines in Sitka, Craig, and Valdez, and now would like to permanently house its manufacturing operation at the park. Board member Steven Eisenbeis was interested.
I'm in support of your idea here. It looks wonderful. I think it'd be a great service for Sitka. I think it's something that's not offered in very many other places, and I'm sure you'll go somewhere else and work on this if not here in Sitka.
APP's Pat Glob wants to lease about 95,000 square feet of the park for his manufacturing facility, plus another 12,000 square feet of tidelands for a floating dock to moor the tenders and floating processors purchasing his company's equipment. At going rates, the lease would be worth about $128,000 a year. But the board would consider crediting Glob $10,000 a year for each full-time employee, which might reduce his rent to less than $50,000 annually. APP's idea is consistent with the development plan of the park, and the board might have wasted no time coming to terms with Glob were it not for the fact that Silver Bay is interested in the same property. Silver Bay, in fact, is offering to buy outright all the available waterfront in the park, plus some uplands, for $2.1 million.
I look back to when this was just a vision and the dream was big, and we've definitely proven that we are not about talk and rhetoric, but we're about implementation.
This is Rich Riggs, CEO of Silver Bay. Riggs is a lifelong Sitkan. He stressed that the company, despite its rapid expansion, calls Sitka home. Silver Bay is owned by a consortium of 300 fishermen, with many of those original investors Southeast Saners. The company's reputation, however, took a hit a couple of years ago when it processed trawl-caught ocean perch. Although the fish were legally harvested, trawling is banned in Southeast Alaska. Board member Steven Eisenbeis said the public was concerned. His question put Riggs on the defensive.
With this expansion, there's a concern that your plan is to bring trawlers into town. Care to speak to that?
Sure. That is not the intent here, just to be clear. The intent here is to provide value added to the resources that our Alaska fishermen that are owners are currently harvesting. We did obviously, as is well known, take a legally harvested resource and processed it here in Sitka in a year where we thought we were going to be, where we knew that the forecast was low and that likely we wanted to bring those multiplier dollars to Sitka and to make the plant profitable. But the expansion, the growth of Silver Bay here is not intended for, what we're talking about here is from our perspective is for value added.
That value added component includes a canning line, which Silver Bay is now operating on a trial basis, cold storage, and processing fish waste into a high-end oil and pet food. These facilities would be built on either side of Silver Bay's existing plant. The remainder of the waterfront would be utilized as a marine services center owned by Silver Bay but operated by Halibut Point Marine. The haul-out would service large boats over 50 feet in length that can't be hauled out with Halibut Point Marine's current travel lift. A marine services center has been a goal of the park, but board member Tarmica McConnell, participating by phone, wondered if Silver Bay and Halibut Point Marine were setting up a private service.
I was just curious about the haul-out facility, if that's only going to be for tenders and herring fleet and large boats, or if any size vessel could go there and use that facility on a space-available basis.
Halibut Point Marine owner Chris McGraw explained that the new yard would be an extension of his existing service, but with greater capacity. The existing yard would continue to operate as always. One thing soon to change at the park is waterfront access. The city has won a $7.5 million grant to build a bulkhead dock, Board member Dan Jones felt that public access to the dock depended on having public uplands available. He was worried about the city being put in an embarrassing position if the public dock were completely surrounded by private land.
The proposal as it exists, to me, takes too much land for us to be able to, with red face test, build the dock, continue to build the docks.
Board members expressed an interest in seeing a compromise between Silver Bay and Alaska Pacific and Packing that might put both businesses in the park. KCAW spoke with Glob after the meeting, and he said Silver Bay remains one of his best clients, but he would rather not lease from them and preferred to run a completely standalone business. Board Chair Grant Miller opted to hold off on any action for a month.
I'd really just like to find out if we have any other options rather than just saying yes to one and no to another.
The board then adjourned until October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.